I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Limits, let's go out to OTAs over on the south side. We find the Batconian Mongoose, Brian Batco. I'm assuming because he's live on location, that's why he's not on our YouTube site, yes?
We had a little technical difficulties with the site. We tried to get it working, but we did the next best thing we can, and Brian is on the phone today.
All you had to do was say yes, but thank you for that additional information.
You're
Hello,
welcome.
Brian. How are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
We're doing well here. We have lots of questions. No Aaron Rodgers sighting, I'm assuming?
I'm not allowed to say, you know, any observations about practice. That's the normal Steelers policy, but I think we need to be even more careful considering I'm actually at the facility right now. So it's kind of like that Schrodinger's cat. He could be there. He could not be there. It's a thought experiment.
I thought you were only not allowed to report on what you see, not what you don't see.
We'll have to run that one up the chain to Steelers media relations and see what they think of that interpretation.
All right. Well, I'm going to assume he's not there. So these are the questions. All eyes on Mason Rudolph, as Ray Fittipaldo wrote today. You guys going to talk to Mason today? I'm assuming he'll get the reps. And here's the thing. Poor Mason. Every time he comes here, something goes horribly wrong with very minimal exceptions. And now it's that the people's choice is going to be Will Howard. If it were to come down to those two, he is now going to experience the phenomenon that's true across football. The backup quarterback's the most popular guy in town, right?
Yeah, the funny thing about Mason is he's been on both sides of it. I remember him saying that at the tail end of that 2023 season when he took over for Kenny. And I just, yeah, I remember him. And I guess, first he took over for Mitch Trubisky, really. And people were chanting for Mason to replace him. So I do remember him talking in a scrum in the locker room one of those days about how he's been on the other side of that. People wanted Duck Hodges to replace him, and that's just the nature of the business. But it is fascinating in some respects that Mason's back here. And to your point, Joe, I think we probably will talk to him after practice. I imagine he'll draw some reporter attention. That's another offshoot of this whole Aaron Rodgers thing to me, though, too, is it kind of starts becoming a true distraction today because – people like me and people like Ray, we're going to be asking players and our colleagues about Aaron Rodgers as well. So now it's seeping into their actual football activities.
Tell us what you've seen, the little you've seen of Will Howard and how big of a story he is going into these OTAs.
Well, I think he's a big story more because of his profile going into the draft, winning the national championship at Ohio State. He did a good job, I think, for himself and his, you know, team around him by getting his face out there a lot. The Hey Rookie Show, the John Gruden quarterback camp. So he's had a lot of opportunities for, you know, his personality to pick up some steam, and he is a very likable guy. So I think there's a real air about him that way. And I do think the Steelers like him, Joe, in the sense of, if nothing else, he'll be a very reliable backup quarterback. You know, for 4 years for them, on a rookie deal, maybe longer, and maybe 10 years in the NFL because of he's been through a lot of ups and downs. He's got a certain floor athletically. And, you know, if he reaches his ceiling, then maybe we are talking about a sixth round pick success story.
Do you personally expect Aaron Rodgers today?
No.
Do you expect TJ Watt today?
I mean, again, I don't know if I'm allowed to answer these questions since I'm here. You know, I feel like it could be.
I mean, I'm just asking you for your personal opinion. Do you expect to see TJ Watt today?
All right, let's pretend it's 9:50 and I'm driving down here and this is, you know, interviews taking place at a different time. Probably not. I don't think he was here at the beginning of OTAs last year.
Okay, that's fair. And I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm just asking. That's more from a reporting standpoint, like, outside of you being there, would you expect him to be there?
Yeah.
And if he's not, is that big deal, small deal, no deal? For both those guys. For Rodgers and Watt, is it a big deal, a small deal, or no deal at all? Should they not be there?
I would say small deal for someone like TJ. I would say bigger deal for somebody like a quarterback, who you always want them to be there to develop that rapport with teammates who are going to be trying to operate with them on looks sometimes, hand signals sometimes. Plus, when it's somebody completely new coming in from the outside, I think it's even more significant to have as many practices under your belt as you possibly can. For TJ, you know, he's been around a lot. I mean, he's been here, done that. He has the respect of this team. They all know him. They all like him and admire him. So, you know, I think it's one thing if he's not here. I think it is more of a distraction or more of a storyline, to put it that way, if your potential quarterback, starting quarterback, is not here.
Limits, I wouldn't even dream of leaving you out of this conversation.
I appreciate it, Joe. All right, Brian, the most pressing thing at OTAs for you is what? Now, I know obviously there's some things that you can't talk about, but what are you most keeping an eye on in the early portion of now the start of the season?
Well, you know, that it's hard to say at OTAs because, I mean, it is football in shorts. Like, for example, limits, I think the offensive line play and specifically the development of the tackles, Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu, is going to go a long way towards shaping what the Steelers can do this season on that side of the ball. But how much are you really going to learn about that in the spring? I would say not a lot. And even in training camp, when they're practicing against one another, ratchets up a little bit. But, you know, so much of that not really going to be determined until you see it in the preseason against different colored jerseys. We know Troy Faltanu struggled out of the gate with that a little bit last year as a rookie. So, you know, that's one way to answer it. But, I mean, I think the receiver group, too, kind of looms over this, especially with George Pickens gone. And not a whole lot of guys so far have, you know, had opportunities to be that number two. And you've got players like Robert Woods, Roman Wilson, and Calvin Austin vying for those snaps.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The text line, you can communicate with Limits on that, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Russell Wilson and Fields were obviously here for OTAs last year, at least as far as I remember, Brian. Is that accurate? And was Ben usually here for most of his career? Do you have a memory of that or no?
Well, I came in 2019 on the beat, so that was sort of the tail end of his career. Plus, more to the point, you know, that was post-AB, post-Le'Veon. I think maybe when those offenses were in a groove, he wasn't always here, but I think he did. He was sort of intentional about being at OTAs once they started breaking in these newer, younger players.
All right, let's get back to the receivers then. Roman Wilson is a subject of interest for sure. And I'm not sure it's entirely fair what he's been saddled with here. I think the Q&A that Bob Labriola does for the Steelers is very good, but I also think there was an item in there where he said that Wilson wasn't, basically said he didn't pick up the offense. Is that a fact? Have you heard that? Is that what was keeping him off the field last year? And is that a concern going into this year? Like, wait a second, is this guy going to be good picking up the offense here?
I certainly don't think you can call that a fact. You know, there's always going to be levels of subjectivity to things like that. But I would say it was probably a combination, Joe, of, yes, natural rookie learning curve for anybody. It's difficult for wide receivers to hit the ground running unless they're your Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, Marvin Harrison Jr., first-round picks of the world for the most part. Now, you have some guys get in where they fit in with a pass-happy offense, but for him as a third rounder, you know, I think that was always going to be difficult for him. But the injury, too, was a major, major aspect of why he did struggle to get on that moving train. Now, the way I've always said it and looked at it is, I think if he were really sharp with the playbook and felt really comfortable and all of that mentally and physically, Yeah, I mean, there's no, you don't lose anything by putting him on the shelf. It's not like Super 2 baseball arbitration or a collegiate redshirt year. His contract is going to still toll for a year. But I just think it all of those, that combination of stuff, those ingredients just led to kind of a lost year for him. But it won't be a lost year if he can bounce back and, you know, be a contributing member of this offense in year two and be better for that experience.
We're in a similar spot as last year, I feel like, Brian. Maybe a little bit better in the wide receiver room, but who's the wide receiver two? Like, is Robert Woods still good enough? What is Robert Woods now to be even a number three in this offense?
I don't know. I actually think, like, in a vacuum, you just simply look at the second player going through the line after DK Metcalf. I need to see more to convince myself that any of these guys are just better pure players than Van Jefferson, who I know was not exactly lighting it up last year, and he was probably miscast as a number two wide receiver in the NFL in 2024. We'll see what he does down in Tennessee with the Titans, but I think he's probably got a little bit more juice than Robert Woods at this stage of the game. Can Calvin Austin sort of round out what he's able to do and overcome the size discrepancy that he always faces? I don't know. Roman Wilson, can he be an outside receiver in the NFL? These are all questions that that group has to answer, and why Omar Khan did essentially create that void again by trading George Pickens, although they're certainly better at the top with DK in there for George. It's just that this pipe dream of having those two guys lining up on the outside is, you know, we're never going to get to see it. It's like the Paul Skeens, Jared Jones dynamic duo, two missed connections so far in Pittsburgh sports.
It seems like they have like seven guys in the tight end room with Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward, and more. I don't think your Cole Pruitt, my Cole Pruitt, everyone's Cole Pruitt is going to be back this year, right?
No, I don't think so. So they're looking for another, yeah, fourth tight end. But I mean, I still think those guys will be involved. And hey, I guess if they aren't, Pruitt can always circle back in training camp or something if they don't like what they see there, or if, you know, God forbid there's an injury.
Sorry, Brian. Are we forgetting anything here? Any big story? I feel like something's been left off the docket. What else are you looking at today?
Oh, I think I know what it is. Yes. TJ Watt. Is he?
No, we already did that.
No, I was on the phone.
I mean, the rookies are here, of course, but, you know, we got to see those guys at rookie minicamp, the running back situation with Caleb Johnson.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Trying to carve out a niche there. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I guess Cole Holcomb, if he can get healthy, and how does he look? Does he add anything to the inside linebacker room? Everybody's kind of a story on day one of OTAs because we haven't seen him in a while.
Brian, we appreciate the time. What a man you've become. Whatever you can report, if there's a big story, please tell us.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Austin, thanks for calling that Shaler Volleyball Championship win.
Thank you, Brian. You got it. I was glad to, except the coach then called out intern Dom afterwards. Did you hear about that?
I'm glad he didn't call out me.
Maybe you need to tweet about the volleyball team winning a third Whitfield Championship.
I mean, I think I do need to tweet about Shaler Sports more.
Were you there, Brian?
I was not there. But I saw that they won, and I think I caught wind of, but you're not calling their baseball championship tonight, are you? Yes, Shaler's in the championship in yet another sport.
How about that? No, I am not calling their championship, just the 4 o'clock game.
Can you switch? Can you pull rank?
I wish I could, but no, that is not ultimately my say. It probably would have been my say last year, but it's not this year.
Thank you, Brian.
Intern Dom going to call it?
No, intern Dom, no.
My God, can we end this, please?
I should develop a better rapport with intern Dom. That's my new season resolution.
He's a wonderful man. He's going back to Syracuse for his 13th year of college. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, he's taking the COVID year and his fifth year of eligibility.
As we like to say, he's been in college longer than Carl Krauser. This kid looks
and
like
he
he's
torn ACL. He got a medical redshirt as well 1 year. But we're both Shaler Titans, so I really should form a better bond with Dom.
You should. He's a good guy. Thank you, Brian.
All right. See you, fellas.
Thanks, Brian.
That went on a little longer than I intended, Limits. Why is intern Dom going back to college. Like I told him yesterday, first of all, it feels like I've known the dude for 7 years. And when I first met him, he was at Syracuse. Secondly, the whole idea behind being in college is to get a job.
Right.
Well, partying and a job. He's done 3 years of partying. And now he's part-time already at the station.
Yeah, after being an intern.
So what's the point?
Don't you think he needs to finish his degree?
No.
I don't,
actually. I think he should focus on moving up in the ranks here.
He still can do that, but I would enjoy your final year of college. You know?
Well, when's that going to be for
this? Some of the best of your life. Don't just completely rush it.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Robert Morris for my first 2 years, and I went to Waynesburg for my final two.
Did you live on campus at Waynesburg?
I did. I lived on campus at both schools.
Good parties?
At Waynesburg?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
No. It was nothing really happened at Waynesburg a lot of the time.
Wait, so nobody has a party? You can have a party.
Well, I mean, there were some. A lot of the times I came back and hung out with a lot of my friends here that went to like Pitt or went to a lot of the Point Park, a lot of the local schools there.
Did Donnie ever have a party there?
I was not in college at the same time as Donnie.
How about Jack Hillgrove?
Donnie's like 6 years older than me.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't realize it was that big of a gap.
Did Jack Hillgrove ever have a party?
I was not there the same time as Jack. When I transferred in, Jack was graduating.
Mm. Thank you, Limits.
You're welcome.
Coming up, it's time for the Limitless Express. A lot of stories brewing in the NFL right now as OTAs open across the league. We're going to have Sean Gentile joining us for hockey. At noon, we have Michael McHenry. I want to hear more about Ashcraft yesterday. And you always have to be careful with that name when you say it on the air, don't you?
Yes, don't say it too fast. Don't say it too slow.
Exactly.
Enunciate, but not too badly.
Right. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider over 50 years. Do you want to be the next Malzi? Well, yes, everybody would answer no to that, but I'm talking specifically about the radio. Do you yell at the radio while listening to us because you think you can do better? Well, we have an opportunity for you to try to prove it. Come on out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department Thursday, June 5th from 7 to 9 p.m., and take part in our next Up on the Fan talent search. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try and find the next top host in Pittsburgh. We'll pick two winners from each location we go to, and one final winner will be the newest part-time talent added to our roster. This is how Malzi came aboard all those years ago. For more information, at least something similar. I don't want to misrepresent it, but Malzi was a contest winner.
Yeah, he did. He won a contest to be on the Fan, and he was doing overnight shows for a while before he eventually made his way up to be the superstar he is now.
Now, you just took a shot at him, I think.
How did I take a shot at him?
It was sarcastic because he took a shot at you. Let's hear the shot he took at you and put this in context. This was him with Pony the other day talking about what a contest would be like if guys already on the Fan were involved.
If all of our current Fan hosts were doing this and actually jockeying for a job, do you know who I think the finals would come down to, Donnie? Be the guy across from me versus Crowley, believe it or not.
I think it would be Austin Bechtold versus intern Dom.
Now, that's definitely some sarcasm from Pony.
I had somebody say to me today,
that's so.
Intern Dom or Austin Bechtold, one of them will be the next Colin Cowherd, and we'll see who's going to win the race to get there.
Did this person sign it to you because they're deaf?
That is incredible.
That was mean. I like both of them.
What a line by Malzi. Now, he took shots at everybody at the station there, and so did Pony. Pony was absolutely being sarcastic, yeah. So he ripped you, and then Malzi didn't mention me. He didn't mention Doran.
Well, hey,
he just mentioned Crowley and Pony.
I'm an everyday topic on the PM team. I'm glad that I could be a constant source of content for them every single day. I actually think
he was taking a shot at you.
Yeah, they were.
You're right.
But I like those guys, and those guys like me.
Wonderful, man.
So we're all friends, just jabbing at each other. No, I wasn't trying to take a shot at Malzi there, saying that he's a star.
When you say he became the superstar of our station.
He's been at the station for 15 years. If I could have that type of career, I'd love it.
All right. Well, you've already been here for 3.
Yeah.
Intern Dom has been here for 8, but he's going back to college.
He's got his ninth year.
Back.
He's like that. Who's that guy from Auburn that was 25 years old? Baker Mazzara.
Yeah, the tight end.
He still is another year of eligibility.
So does Dom. He'll be going to college in the year 2040.
The tight end had 9 years. The guy that played in Miami, medical red shirt. What do you think that guy? He's got to be like.
Wait, what's that guy's
the president
name?
At some point. I can't remember, but he
find his name and we'll play off it with Dom.
He
may have a new nickname in the offing here, old Dom.
He has to be a doctorate of like two different things at this point.
And I do mean old Dom. This guy, he stunned me yesterday when I said, "So what do you got going?" You know, he's like, "I got to go back to school." You know, in the fall. Like, what?
You were downplaying the fact that he took a huge shot at Bob. How has that not been brought up?
Oh, my God. Do you have the tape of that?
I don't.
Oh, well, why don't we find the tape of that? I don't want to tease to it until, or I don't want to bring it up until we have the sound.
You thought that me saying that Bob's take was ridiculous? In turn, Don took it to a new level.
This was near the end of the show. We'll put you on this assignment. And we were talking about Shohei Ohtani. Is he the greatest athlete who ever lived? Is he the greatest baseball player? Is he the greatest athlete? And intern Dom said, what about Tiger Woods? And I said, well, there are some people who even think that he's not the greatest golfer of all time. They think Jack Nicklaus is because he has more majors. They just think Jack Nicklaus is. Do you know what he said to that, Limits?
What did he say to that?
I'll tell you next. And then you're going to play the clip on Bob because Bob came racing in the studio, highly offended. We'll do that next. Also, the Limitless Express. And then Sean Gentile on everything going on in hockey. And one thing we've forgotten about, the Penguins don't have a coach, which seems like a minor issue to solve or resolve.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
City limits, baby.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
So why, thank you, Limits. Your endless compassion for your fellow earthlings is deeply moving. I like that last one. I had forgotten about that.
Yes. Don't forget about this one. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's your favorite
that was
one.
Yeah, that was great. If you could make that a staple of this. Listen, it's time for the Limitless Express. All aboard, as usual. We had an incident here yesterday. I don't know, about a month ago, Limits labeled one of Bob's opinions ridiculous, and it became very newsworthy because this was a young pup in the business taking on the godfather in Bob Pompieni, although God is a very God. God, I said.
You, yes. Bob, I'm not taking on God. Bob, no way.
You came pretty close.
No way.
When it comes to Pittsburgh sports, you came pretty close. Bob is a gentle soul. Nothing like the Godfather.
Very
characters.
Good man. He's been a very good man to me. He's been a great role model for me.
Oh, please. Yes, I know. But you took him on. You called his opinion ridiculous, and it became international news yesterday.
They were talking about it on Uranus, I heard.
That would be, yes, universal.
International, yeah. Yes, universal.
Little intern Dom, who's all grown up now. The topic, I mean, this was incredible. It was toward the end of the morning show. I did the morning show yesterday. And you'll hear around 9:45 a.m. I sound very tired, but this sure perked me up.
What about Tiger Woods?
No. Don't. Oh. I have to set it up, Limits.
What, I thought that was the setup.
No,
I'm
that
sorry.
Wasn't the setup.
I jumped the gun. False
I didn't
start.
Even, nobody would know what
penalty,
was going on.
5-yard penalty. Replay first down.
Perhaps I'm going on too long. Maybe that was your message to me.
No, I heard a pause and I was like, maybe that's a good spot. Usually we're in sync on these things. I apologize for my misjudgment.
So we're basically out of topics, and Shohei Ohtani had just been shown throwing 98 in batting practice and getting ready to hit. So the question was, is Shohei the greatest athlete of all time? Is he the greatest player in baseball history? And we started discussing it. Bob had already made an appearance just in the studio to say hello and was out in the hallway when he heard what transpired next and came charging in. Again, the topic here is Shohei Ohtani the greatest athlete of all time? You'll hear Dom weigh in and we go from there.
What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh my God, you just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Oh, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, my God. Limits said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a
lot of... You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No,
he said
didn't.
Anyone who says that is a moron, Browser. The idea of college is to get a job. You have one. Don't go back to college. Bob, Dom just called you a moron.
No, don't. Joe, you're not starting something. Not a Memorial Day.
He heard.
Go ahead.
I had high hopes for him.
Did you hear that, Bob?
What is moronic about that take?
Because Tiger Woods, and now listen, I will admit that I defer to you both on this, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, nobody dominated their sport the way Tiger dominated golf.
You are so young, Dom.
So young,
and,
Bob.
And just because you saw what you saw doesn't mean what happened before you saw anything existed. It did exist.
Right.
He dominated.
The way Tiger dominated?
Better. More.
Better and more. He doubled down limits,
he
didn't
tripled
he?
Tripled down.
What do we make of this?
I think I'm off the hook, as you said to me yesterday.
I texted you immediately, limits, you're off the hook.
I'm definitely off the hook because that was me clearly going at an opinion that Bob made, not Bob at all in general, not Bob the person, the opinion that Bob made, that was Dom calling Bob a moron.
It really was. I don't think he meant it at first because he said whoever, he didn't know that Bob had that opinion, to be fair to intern Dom. He didn't know Bob held that opinion when he said anybody who has that opinion is a moron,
but
he had a chance to back off. Let's hear the whole thing again. I love the fact that you included me saying to intern Dom, what are you on the Carl Krauser plan? You're going back for your ninth year of college. And then Bob comes in. So you and I will just let this play, let people hear it, and they can decide for themselves how heavily indicted intern Dom is here.
All right, Ron.
What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh my God, you just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Oh, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about then, if that's what he's saying.
Oh my God! Limits said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a
you
lot of...
You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, no, you didn't. You said anyone who says that is a moron, Browser. The idea of college is to get a job. You have one. Don't go back to college. Bob, Dom just called you a moron.
No, don't. Joe, you're not starting something. Not a Memorial Day.
He heard.
Go ahead.
I had high hopes for him.
Did you hear that, Bob?
What is moronic about that take?
Because Tiger Woods, and now listen, I will admit that I defer to you both on this, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, nobody dominated their sport the way Tiger dominated golf.
You are so young, Dom.
So young,
and,
Bob.
And just because you saw what you saw doesn't mean what happened before you saw anything existed. It did exist.
Right.
He dominated.
The way Tiger dominated?
Better. More.
Better and more. I was egging that situation on. I'll readily admit that.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Your final take is what, on intern Dom?
My final take is... me calling Bob's take ridiculous should never be brought up again because Dom further exceeded that and went with a personal shot towards our man, Bob Pompiani.
I agree.
I think Dom is a nice man, but he went a little bit too far.
This has rendered your attack on Bob superfluous, if you will.
Mm, superfluous.
Wonderful word.
You're just really pulling out the Malzy thesaurus today, huh?
I am. Yeah. I think that. That overshadowed what you did by a trillion miles. I really do.
It just blew it out of this galaxy.
And intern Dom is going to have to live with that. However,
It was hit as hard as an O'Neill Cruz home run, 123 miles an hour off the bat.
I do like the fact that he doubled down, that he wasn't afraid. Both of you weren't afraid.
When can't
Bob,
be afraid in this
when
business.
Bob came back at him, he went back at Bob. Did you like that? Do you admire that about intern Dom?
I do admire it from Dom because, you know, he won't take you know what from anybody. So I appreciate that confidence that he has in himself. Dom is in no way lacking any confidence.
Is Dom going to be at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon?
I'm sure he will.
Who's going to get paired up together at that thing? I think, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, my nephew is getting married in Canada. And we have to leave that Friday morning very early. However, I'll be on the air Thursday, and we'll stick around into Thursday night.
Nice.
And part of the fun of this is who you get partnered up with for either a segment or two, a show or two.
It's typically an hour.
Yeah, I'm hoping Mulsey for an hour. I think that's an annual event, maybe a little quiz show.
That'll definitely happen.
What would be some other interesting combinations? What would you like to hear?
I want to see hear Crowley and Mulsey. I feel like that would be entertaining.
That would be good. Me and Crowley, I think, would be fun together. Although the last time me and him were on the air together, he went off on a tangent about how he once pooped in the ocean. Which I didn't really want to hear.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that. I think Donnie and Doran would be a good combo.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun radio.
I've worked, I think, with every single one of those guys. A little known fact, Pony and I did some post-game Steeler shows a long time ago.
Really?
Yes. Way back at the beginning. I had forgotten about it till Pony reminded me. Obviously, I worked with Mulsey for years, much to his regret. Crowley and I have done a show or two together. Not many. Doran and I used to do pregame stuff over at Acrisure, then called Heinz Field. Who else is on the air here? Donnie and I obviously do Donnie Football Fridays. Me and you, me and Dom. I don't know that there's anybody that could show up that I haven't done shows with.
Yeah, I've produced the morning show. I used to do that a lot before being here, and
you know
then
what
I've
think?
Done some of the PM guys. I've produced that a little bit.
Right. You know who I think would be electric together?
Who's that?
You and Mulsey.
Really?
That would be a great show because there's the undercurrent of hostility there, I believe.
It's the early onset Mulsey disease against the Mulsey disease.
Exactly. I think that would be a great show. I think Pony and Dom, an all Syracuse show, would be pretty good. You agree with that?
That would really stroke a fire, I think, in everyone.
I think that would be really good.
I would like to be paired up with Crowley at some point. I think that would be fun. And who I once dubbed my radio mentor.
Donnie and Crowley would also be good.
Yes.
The Donnie and Crowley show, I think, would be wonderful. Well, that's part of the fun. So we'll see. Do we get our choice or are we told what we're doing?
I think we can suggest, but I think we are mostly told what it's going to be. But, I mean, you and Mulsey will definitely be for an hour.
Yeah, that has to, for old time's sake, that has to happen.
I'm sure Pony and Crowley will be on for an hour.
That's always a good show.
Yeah, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of those. What you can expect to happen is going to be the case. And then I'm sure there'll be a couple of curveballs. Like
couple
maybe
surprises,
maybe
yeah.
Callis and Dom will be one of the overnight shows.
Callis and Dom
Callis
would be
and
incredible.
Dom.
Yes.
That would be a good show to hear. For an hour. That'd be entertaining.
All right. Any other items in the Limitless Express here? What's going on around the NFL? Anything big?
There's a couple of things. One thing that I wanted to touch on in college football, though, first, is Greg Sankey on NCAA governance proposal via Yahoo Sports.
SEC commissioner,
that's
yes.
That's correct. I have people in my room asking, why are we still in the NCAA?
Yeah, man. Him and the Big Ten, the SEC and Big Ten are going a little bit rogue here. They want a playoff where they have four spots guaranteed each.
It's a lot.
For the SEC and Big Ten. They're starting to wield their power. And when he starts saying stuff like that, I think we're going to look back on it as the seeds being planted for a super conference.
I agree. It's probably ultimately going to happen where it's basically like the Big Ten is the AFC and the SEC is like the NFC.
Yeah, and then you add a couple teams here and there, and that's where it becomes troublesome and problematic and worrisome for Pitt and West Virginia. Like if it's 40 teams, I don't know.
Yeah.
What if it's less than that?
Like what happens to Pitt in that occurrence? And we know that Pitt is having some financial issues. How would they be able to find a way to even buy their way into this if they need it? Same thing with West Virginia. Like, it's concerning, man, for those two schools.
And it could, it might not happen at all, the Super Conference.
I hope it does.
But I'm sorry, momentum tells me it will happen sooner than we think. I see an NFL note here. Joey Bosa likely out till camp with a calf injury.
Yeah, I was about to bring that one up.
This is a disaster.
Calf injury.
Yeah. That was a horrible signing. What's next?
Also wanted to throw in there, Kirk Cousins on the Steelers' radar, Joe? Jeremy Fowler on ESPN had this to say about Cousins and the Steelers.
I would say Kirk Cousins. I mean, I had some conversations with people this week to lead me to believe that Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar if something were to fall through on Rodgers. Now, here's how they could make that happen. Cousins has $37.5 million in guarantees between this year and next year. Somebody's on the hook for that, whether it's Atlanta or someone else. So to facilitate a trade, Atlanta would need a team to offset some of that money, whether it's $4 million, $20 million, whatever it is. But the feeling around the league is that Atlanta has not been willing to budge on this. They haven't shown a lot of interest in trading Cousins. It would take a hefty price tag for another team to wiggle that out. As one source told me, if they were willing to take a small percentage, like let's say $7 or $8 million of that money, a deal would be done by now. There was interest earlier in the offseason. Right now, Pittsburgh might be the only hope for Cousins, or he's sort of stuck in Atlanta.
That's on ESPN. The Falcons are the ones not budging? What? Don't you think they'd want to get as much money off the books as they can?
Just please, no. And I don't believe it. I will be shocked if it were to come to that. First of all, I think that Rodgers is going to be here eventually. Secondly, why would you throw any money at all at Kirk Cousins? I think Mason Rudolph is a better option, and I don't even think he's a good option, mind you, is a better option than a late-stage Kirk Cousins. Did you see that guy last year?
Did you see that 5-interception game he had?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
He was bad. Like,
He's broken. He's Jake Delhomme at this point.
I've been a Kirk Cousins defender at some points. There's no defending him anymore. He's done. Like, he is on the he's on 18 walking off the hole. Like, he's done. His career's over.
That would be really embarrassing. And I don't think it's going to happen. But man, the fact that Fowler is hearing anything like that is frightening. Anything else limits before we get to Sean Gentile?
The Pirates have announced that against the Texas Rangers next month on the 22nd, a 135 first pitch, that they are giving away a Paul Skeens Superman bobblehead, but you need a special ticket required to be able to get it.
What does that mean?
So I guess you have to go on their website and go under a special ticketing plan to get the
bobblehead.
Sounds
very complicated.
It does sound very complicated. So it's not like the first 30,000 or whatever.
They should run a contest where a fan can hit on Paul Skeens pitching night, so maybe the team will score a run and he can get a win. How about that? Like our contest.
Yeah.
Like the Malzi contest. Let's see if a fan or two could get in a game and take a couple swings or lay down a sacrifice bunt that doesn't go right to the pitcher.
Well, Adam Frazier can't bunt, so maybe they can find somebody that can.
He is starting to hit, though, isn't he?
He is. He is starting to hit the ball really well in the last week plus.
So what? It's too late.
I know.
The season's done. Him and Tommy Pham were both horrible signings. It's nice that he's starting to hit lately. The season was over by the time he started.
I have one more
Tommy
for you.
Tommy Pham just is mind-boggling how he's still here. How do you keep him here, Limits? Canario, meanwhile, is interesting to me, becoming interesting. Horwitz, even though his numbers aren't great, he started a great double play yesterday, by the way. Did you see that?
He did, yes. Greg Brown was very excited about that double play.
So was I. And I think he's going to give you professional at-bats. That might not be saying much, but it's saying more than what they've had. Yesterday, here's a question for you, Limits.
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt the Limitless Express.
That's okay. It happens every day.
How many times have the Pirates put out a lineup where everybody's batting at least 200? It happened yesterday.
That's a great question.
And when I saw the lineup flash on the television screen, I said, wait, have they done that even once? Fielded a lineup where everybody's batting at least 200?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It could have happened the day before, you know, somewhere in there. But as long as Tommy Pham was in a lineup, it wasn't happening.
Or Jared Triello in the lineup.
Right.
Or Davis.
Or tons of guys. I would love to know the answer to that question, and I would love for you to spend time researching it. How many times, and by the way, by the end of the game, they had barely qualified because Horwitz went down to an even 200, and Brian Reynolds is at something like 209, and that's a topic for later in the show after Gentile, is the $170 million men. Brian Reynolds and Key Brian Hayes have gone a long ways toward detonating this season. That's $170 million of nothing they've gotten offensively this year. And as much as anything else, you want to point to reasons why the Pirates' season is basically done as far as competing for anything important? You tell me you're starting with those two. I don't know that I disagree, but we'll talk about that coming up first. Sean Gentile, are the Penguins ever going to hire a coach? And what does he make of the conference finals here? We'll talk to Sean next of The Athletic. Cloudy today, temperatures feeling like the 50s. High of Jaromir Jagr with a 65% chance of rain. So I guess it's a good thing the Pirates are in Arizona. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, did you order a pizza yet? I'm hungry.
There, I did not, but somebody else did for us.
All right, I'll buy it.
That's what I told this person.
I know you did.
I know.